My name is Joshua Murphy. I'm 15 years old. Today is November 25th, and I'm speaking with Juan Guerrero, who is my granddad. We are recording in Flint, Michigan. And first off, can I ask you about, like, what was it like in your childhood? Like, what was it like growing up?
Well, when I was growing up, I didn't have the influence of a father because my father left when I was young. So everything that I learned, I was either self-taught or I had mentors from the church who mentored me and how to be a man. I've been married for 38 years. I got two kids, a son, Jermaine, he's 38, and a daughter, she's 32.
And I like to ask about these mentors, like, how many did you have and what did they, I know you said they helped you, like, how to be a man, but like, was it anything else they helped you with?
Yes, they taught me some skills on how to work on a roof, how to work on cars, how to go to school when I had to be in school. I graduated in 1977, but a lot of it had to do with the skills that I learned outside of the school. Most of the mentors that I had, they taught me, like I said, carpentry work, do mechanic work, do some construction work. They showed me the easy way to do roofing, mechanical work. A lot of the other stuff I basically learned by reading books. And once computers became into existence, it became a lot easier, where it was easier to get information on how to repair stuff.
And with these mentors having such a big influence on your life, they're pretty much like an extended family. And do you still speak to them today?
Yes, I speak to a few of them. I recently had one who passed away last month. I've known him since 1975 when I was in high school. And he was a real big influence. His name was Mr. James Daniels. He was 83 years old when he passed just recently.
And did you, growing up, did you have any siblings?
Yes. Yes, I had three siblings, one brother and two sisters. They're all three of them are younger than I am.
So, well, with being the oldest, what was it like? Like, did you have to help your mom, like, take care of them, or, like, what happened?
Somewhat I had to help, but a lot of times they didn't listen to me, so my mom had to step in a lot of the things because she pressured me to become a little bit more self-sufficient as far as going to school and things like that.
So your mom wanted you to let her handle your younger siblings, and she wanted you to stay in school and, like you said, be self-sufficient?
Yes, that's the way it was with her. She wanted to handle them. She did a decent job, but she was more concerned about me going to school, making sure that I went and that I got my education.
And after you graduated high school, what was your next move? Like, what did you do after that?
I went to college for a year. And after a year, I came back because financially, I couldn't afford to go. So I had to find a job. And in the meantime, when I was looking for a job, I happened to read a couple of books. And I ran across my future wife. And we ended up getting married, and I think it was like a year and a few months after I met her.
Do you think that if you would have finished college instead of, like, coming back because you couldn't? Well, I knew you were going to come back because you couldn't afford it, but if you say that you could and you stayed in college, do you think you would have ever met my grandma?
Probably not.
So it was just like something that just happened. It was a very small chance. Like, you came back and you guys were in the same place. Like, what happened when you met?
We started talking, and I had all intentions of going back, but when I found out that financially I couldn't afford it, I didn't go back. I stayed here. I worked odd jobs while dating my wife, and eventually I got hired into General Motors right before I got married.
And when did you start working in General Motors? Because I know you still work there now.
Yeah. I started working in 1979. I've got almost 39 years. And so far, I'm still working. I don't mind working. And I enjoy it. If I didn't enjoy what I was doing, I probably would have retired 8 years ago.
And now I like to talk about my mother. Like, what was she like growing up? Like, and my uncle also.
Well, Jermaine was one of those children, was like a teacher. When he started going to school, and then as my daughter, your mom, was growing up, he would come home from school and teach my daughter everything that he learned. I guess that's why he decided to become a teacher now. My daughter, she was pretty much had a mind of her own. She didn't baby talk. It was like she went from crawling to walking, and that's not like goo goo gaga. It was like she went like from there to, from when she was 11 months old to she was 4 years old, because she was already talking, and she talked like a actual grown-up.
So that's why, like you said, that's why my uncle wanted to become a teacher, right? Mm-hmm. And with, I wanna also ask about my great-grandmother. Like, I never really got to see her. Like, what was she like?
My mother.
Yeah, both.
Both my mother and my mother-in-law, they were totally different. As to where my mom had to basically rely on welfare to get by with us, as compared to where my mother-in-law, my wife's mother, she worked right along with her husband. So they knew that you had to work. I said that was another influence, was my father-in-law was an influence on me also as to working, because he was happy that I met your grandmother, because he knew that I would work and support her for the rest of her life, or as long as God kept me on this earth.
Now, Was there like any downtimes, like you were at, like, when were you at your lowest point in life?
Well, I've had quite a few low points, but this was before I met your grandmother, and this young lady that I used to date when I was in high school, had gotten to the point where I checked myself into a hospital because I thought I was going to harm myself. But I didn't. I got over it. But I did learn from that, because your uncle went through the same process when he was in high school. And I told him that because you get hurt one time, that's not the end of the world. There's somebody else around the corner who is willing to love you just as much as anybody else.
And what did your relatives, like, did your relatives know that you checked yourself in? Like, how did they feel about that?
Well, they didn't seem to understand what was going on, because during that time, I was living by myself. I had my own place when I was 16 years old, so I was away from the house. So nobody knew what was going on. And do I recommend that for anybody, any and everybody? No. There's very few people that can live through it. Because a lot of people, they end up going downhill and staying down there, as to where I didn't. But like I said, if it wasn't for the mentors that I had, there's no way that I would have made it.
With the mentors, say, like how you said, you wouldn't have made it without the mentors. Like you said, you met them at a church, I believe, right?
Some
at the church.
Yeah, some at the church, and others outside the church.
With the mentors from church, and you, I know you're like a really like a strong Christian man. Mm-hmm. And do you think? I don't know how to say it, but do you think that if you, you know, where do you think you would have been if you didn't have the church as like an outlet?
Well, when I was a teenager, like around your age, I was getting in more trouble than the normal teenager, because any money that I had to have to do anything, I would either steal it or I would end up working odd jobs just to have money in my pocket. But if it wouldn't have been for the mentors and your grandmother, and when I met your grandmother, after we got married, I told her that if it wouldn't have been for her, I would have either been dead or I'd have been in jail.
And what were these odd jobs? Were they just like regular jobs, like you just ask people, like, can I help you, or what were they?
A lot of the jobs that I learned were construction. My sister's boyfriend at the time used to work construction. And they used to go all over the place. I hooked up with him and his boss, and I started doing construction with him. So like I said, I was pretty much either self-taught or somebody taught me. And that was one of the mentors that helped me how to do construction, how to lay brick, how to carry brick, how to push around wheelbarrows. And a lot of the things that would keep somebody my age at that time out of trouble.
And like around the house, I always see you doing like yard work. I saw you fix your roof like pretty much by yourself a couple of times. You had a couple other people with you. I noticed that you rather do things yourself, and you're more independent. You don't like to rely on others for many things. Would that be true?
Yes, it will be true, because I don't feel that I'm better than everybody else. Mm-hmm. But if I can do it on my own, I do it.
Like, why pay somebody else to do it if you can do it yourself?
Pretty much that's how it works. Now, if I can't do it, yeah, I'll pay for somebody else to do it.
And with my grandma, like not just retiring, but with her being retired, do you feel any more pressure to keep working or what?
No, not really. Like I said, I could retire when I cease to have fun at work and enjoy my job. It's time to retire. And I've heard a lot of people say that if they didn't like their job, a lot of people left. They retired. It wasn't fun anymore. You need to go in and have fun. And the way you have fun, it's basically up to how you feel. But when it's time to take a break, it's time to take a break.
So it's just like, if you have a job, like, no matter. So you're saying if you have a job and you're not having fun, you should just, like, pretty much go find another job, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Or retire. If you got enough time, retire. But that's why when you get a job, you find something that you like to do. I like working with my hands. I like working with my brain also, but I like working with my hands more than I do with my brain. And sometimes that is a drawback, but not all the time.
And speaking of, like, the mind, did you ever get the chance to go back and finish college or
not? I went back to school a few times. I got my commercial driver's license back in the early 2000s. I did two semesters at Baker. I did two semesters at Mott. I may have enough hours to have my associates, but I never went back to really find out. I have had a lot of college. The last time I went was at Mott. The classes that I had, I ended up with a 4.0 for the first semester and the second semester.
And with that, and your commercial driver's license, that was like a trucker's license, right?
Yes, driving big rigs.
How long did you do that? Oh, that was just for, so you could, because I know you, at GM, you'd like drive around the machine, so that's what that was for?
No, during the time when I was thinking about retiring before I moved closer to the plant that I'm working at now. I was going to start driving big rigs. And when they called me where I'm presently working at right now, I am only 6 minutes away, so it's not like I have to, you know, drive 50 miles one way to get to work.
And if you were to, like, retire from, well, when you retire from GM, would you consider driving, though, like, driving big rigs still, or would you, like, just sit down and enjoy life?
Would I drive big rigs? Probably not. I would probably move somewhere where it was warm, somewhere like Texas or a place like that once I retire.
And you just want to move somewhere warm because, like, you also, well, I know you said you just want to move somewhere warm, but is there anything else influencing, like, you moving?
Well, no, not really. You know, I've always said that I was, when I retired, I wasn't going to stay here. I was going to end up leaving. Now, when that happens, I don't know. If it happens, I don't know. Do I want it to happen? Yes.
What was, like, we speaked about one of your low points. Like, what was your happiest memory? I'm figuring it might be like, would it be like a childbirth or what?
Yes. Actually, both childbirths, my son and my daughter. And then the next happiest moment was when you were born. Then, of course, Jaden and Jordan. And the next one to come in next 2 weeks. Those are they're not the highlights of my life, but they are happy moments. So, and that's what keeps me going now is because if I do feel down or low, I think about everybody from Jermaine all the way to the new child getting ready to be born into this world, and that picks me up.
Right now. You said happy moments and, like, highlights. They're completely two different things. Well, what were the highlights of your life also?
The highlights of my life was that I was able to get up and find a job, support my family. As far as me, one of the biggest highlights was purchasing my motorcycle. And I bought it with all intentions to ride, but it's almost like every time I do want to ride, I can't enjoy it. So I haven't rode the bike since I bought it.
And do you think that's to do with, like, your work?
A lot of it has to do with my work. And a lot of times it doesn't.
All right, and so when you retire, do you think that might be like riding your motorcycle? Do you think that's like the first thing you're going to do?
Well, by then I'll probably have another one, because your grandma wants to ride, and if I do get another one in the next 2 years, it'll probably be a trike so that she can ride in the back.
I want to go back to your childhood, and I want to, what was your house like? What was home life like? Like daily routines?
My home life is nothing like what I have now. Back then it was like, well, number one, I didn't have a father in the house. It was just my mother, myself, my sister, my brother, and then along came my baby sister. At the time it was normal. But from what I've seen now, this is the way life should have been. But life was not like this for me.
And everybody had like different rooms, or what was going on?
Well, we all had rooms, but I didn't have like what my kids had. It was like every house that we lived in, it was a rental property that we lived in. We never owned anything outright, at least my mother didn't. So, like me and your grandma, we've owned two homes, this one and the one when we used to live in the city. And we still own the one in the city. We just haven't done anything with it.
And you told me that every house, like, so that means you guys moved a lot, right?
Yes. And it was like, I think the longest we stayed anywhere was when I used to live over on Adams near Dayton. I think that's the longest we've ever stayed anywhere. Other than that, it was like we'd stay in a place for maybe a year or two or even less and then move. And a lot of it was because my mother would get behind on the rent, and so we had to find another house, pretty much like it is now. That's why even today we know of a lot of people that move around so much, because they get behind in their rent, so they got to find somewhere else to stay.
All right. Now, if you think, say that you didn't listen to your mother and you didn't go to school, but you kept, like, working jobs, do you think you guys would have been able to, not if not own the house, but at least stay up on the rent?
More than likely, no.
So the jobs you did, they didn't pay much, but they paid enough for you to take care of yourself?
Pretty much.
All right.
They paid minimum wage or less than minimum wage. If it was less than minimum wage, it was usually what they call under the table. They pay you in cash, you didn't pay taxes, that kind of stuff.
Okay. if, like, knowing that this interview can be heard by, like, many other people, like, what advice would you give them for their future or just growing up in general?
Never stop learning. Always learn. And like I said, I'm not a genius, but I do know enough to stay out of trouble. So my main thing is stay in school, learn. Somebody always out there is teaching somebody. Whatever you hear, you know whether it's right or it's wrong. If it's wrong, walk away. Anything that's wrong, walk away. Because if you do something wrong, you will go to jail. It might not be the next day, it might not be the day after, but you will go to jail.
Like, everything catches up to you. And that's true. I can say that from, like, personal experience. And, like, and you said if there's anything, like, bad going on, like, just walk away. Has there been a time when you didn't walk away, or you were forced into it, or you chose to go into it?
Most of the stuff that I ran across, I walked away from it because I knew at a young age that what I was capable of doing. So I had to walk away. I had seen a lot of my friends die from making bad choices. I may not have seen it personally, but I know they died because I have seen their obituaries in the newspaper. And there was the choices. My brother, he made a lot of bad choices. That's why he has been in and out of prison. So that's why I say, make the right choices. Learn. Find their mentors out there, whether it be teachers in school or stepfathers, fathers, uncles, cousins. You can learn.
All right. Now, with your friends, like sadly dying, do you think that, I already know you said it, but like, how much was it more of an influence than the mentors? Like, what, how big of an influence was it? Like, was it bigger than that?
Well, a lot of it had to do with there being influenced by the people on the outside. Outside their mentors. Their mentors can only show you so much, but ultimately, you have to make the choice. The choice you make, you will end up reaping it. Good, bad, or indifferent.
So you should take what you give out pretty much.
Pretty much.
And for the last question, I want to ask, like, this is a closing question. Where do you see yourself in the near future? I know you said you wanted to go to Texas, but, like, what do you want to do down there?
Pretty much enjoy family and friends. When you and your brothers and your sister to come and show up, you know, just spend time with you guys. That's pretty much it. I don't see too much of anything that I could probably do bad, but like, I'm not an angel. I never know. All I can do is go wherever God takes me. That's all I can do. I plan on being down there. Will it happen? I don't know.
Thank you. for letting me interview today. And that's all I have to ask.
You're welcome. Is that long enough?